Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. And I don't know about you, but I love that the days are getting longer. I know it's just barely starting. It'll be a month before we can really tell. But I always love the idea of the light coming in. Nighttime is wonderful, too, but summer's always been my favorite time. And it's a very symbolic time of year for me, of thinking of, you know, not only the actual day and night, but dark and light in our personal experience in life. And that will go very beautifully with our topic today. I was reading through the book for the guest today and was very moved, and I'm still feeling choked up. I was reading it up until time for the show, and I'm still caught up in the emotions of reading her story. Because sometimes the path to ecstasy doesn't look ecstatic at all. You know, it can look dark and lonely and even tragic at times. But if you keep walking with your heart open, new light will come and illuminate your path and illuminate your heart. And for some of you listening today, you know, you may have had your world turned upside down. You may be waking up in the night afraid, or waking up in the morning afraid, and you may feel out of control and not know which way to turn. But our guest today, Michelle Howe Clark, she understands. She's a thriver coach. I think she calls herself a survivor to thriver coach, but she's gone through surviving and has learned how to thrive, and she can teach you to do the same. When she was only 33 years old with a six-month-old daughter, she was diagnosed with aggressive head and neck cancer, and her life became a whirlwind of surgeries and dangerous infections and intense radiation. And she had to have the right facial nerve removed in order to save her life, but it left half of her face paralyzed. And now, Michelle Howe Clark leverages her life-transforming experience with disfiguring head and neck cancer to provide you with resources and tools to help you stand in your power and step into your brilliance. So no matter what you may be facing, Michelle will help you find new possibilities and a better perspective. Michelle's journey, my tongue's all tied today. Michelle's journey from tragedy to transformation has provided her with a hardcore master's degree in triumph in the face of despair. And she gracefully tells her harrowing and ultimately heartwarming story in her inspirational book, Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. And that is the title of our show today, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. I think Michelle's going to be having to do all the talking today. That'll be a good thing. So it's a great honor to have Michelle Howe Clark with us here today. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Lynette. It is such a pleasure, and happy holidays to everyone.
Yes, and Michelle, you have a really powerful story, and I know that it sounds really tragic and that it turns into triumph. And as a woman who, I have to admit, you know, I've gone through a lot of vanity in my life. I mean, I always had really so low self-esteem and didn't feel pretty, but was also pretty obsessed with, you know, my appearance and having a lot of worth focused on that. And for so many women, having, you know, facial disfigurement is something that they would really fear, and it would be hard for them to get up and do as you're teaching, which is face forward. So how did you turn this experience of pain and disfigurement into triumph?
Thank you so very much for asking that great question. And, you know, my purpose here is to open the door for all of you wonderful listeners who are feeling that you might be challenged with something that's just a little bit beyond what you feel you can handle right now. And, you know, have you ever had the feeling where you just had the rug pulled right out from under you? Well, that's exactly what happened to me. I was trucking along just fine, really embroiled in the myth of perfection, thinking if I looked good, if I had a great job, if I had a handsome husband, then I would be perceived as doing well, and therefore I was doing well. And when I had this benign, quote-unquote, tumor removed, and it turned out to be massively malignant and traveling all rampant through my face, and I realized that I had to have my facial nerves removed, and the doctor who told me was telling me that, you know, I would speak differently, I would drool, food would dribble out of my mouth, and he is an Upper East Side New York doctor, NYC doctor, and he put his hand on my calf, and he looked at me with all seriousness and said, "I would understand if you chose death. Many of my clients would."
Oh, my God.
I know.
Whoa.
Right. Exactly. But in that moment, right there, surged up from innately deep within me a will to live. And right at that moment, I put a stake in the ground, and I said, "I'm here to play this game, and I'm on the living team." So one of the first questions that it's really good to kind of get when you meet yourself on the road in times of trouble and you realize that your belief systems aren't operating correctly, they're not supporting you the way you need to be, and it all seems amok, the first thing that you want to know is to, do you want to live or do you want to die? And that's your right. So you got to make that decision, because you can spend all your life dying, or you can live until you die. And so I immediately right there knew I wanted to live until I died, whenever that might be. And then I had to also decide if the universe was friendly or unfriendly, because you got to kind of know what team you're playing for, because if the universe is unfriendly, you're going to have a bit of a rigor. So I chose that the universe was friendly, and that I was going to learn something from this experience, and that I would find a way.
Wow, that's so beautifully put. It's interesting. I went through some treatment for a very serious illness years ago, and at the time, the medical personnel that were helping me had made an offer to another woman to help her as well for low to even free cost, but they said she had to answer one question before they would do it, and they'd asked me the same question before they helped me, and the question was, "Do you want to live?"
Right.
And because she couldn't say yes, they didn't help her, and she died 6 months later.
Amazing. Congratulations to you for saying yes.
Yeah, it was interesting. Nobody had ever asked me that question before. And when they asked that, I had to really search my heart, and I go, yeah, I do.
Good.
But it's interesting that I have asked that question to a few other people in similar situations, and I've been surprised that quite a few of them can't say yes.
Right, but it's very clarifying. It's one of those things that really can clear a lot of things up very quickly.
Yeah, and for anyone listening who feels like their answer could be no, that is their right, but that also can be transformed. That I know that you have, in your book, you put out, you know, a blueprint of ways to thrive, and that someone can start thriving even if they're, I mean, it's a basic thing to say, yes, I want to be here, but if they can find the willingness to want to be here, even enough to be curious to start finding some of these skills that might help them feel like life is more worth living.
That's right. And
I think we all want to live.
Yes, I agree. But sometimes it might just seem really overwhelming to actually get on that team and start to play on the field of life.
Absolutely.
So I do understand that. And just to speak directly to that, one thing I just want to make sure that everybody in the audience knows is that we're here to support you. You know, if you find that that first question leaves you in a conundrum, you know that there is amazing resources, free and valuable resources waiting for you at receivebelieve.com, /ticket to thrive. And there you'll find some great starter tools to help you start to get on your feet, to help you start to flip the script on your life and to start to begin to run patterns that make sense to help propel you to live in the now really fully.
Perfect. That's fabulous. That's exactly what I was going to ask you for, and you beat me to it. So like I said, you'll do the talking, which is great, because we're right up to the commercial break. And I did go to your site, and in addition to that, people can get a sample chapter from your book, Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. So make sure you go to, could you give that website again?
Sure. It's www.receivebelieve.com. /ticket to thrive.
All right. Get your ticket to thrive at receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive. We'll be right back after this short.
Bonum Selecta.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Zeo88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Bonum Selecta.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we have certified thriver Michelle Howe Clark here talking to us about how we can face forward, meeting challenges head on in times and trouble. And just before we went to break, she was sharing how you can get your ticket to thrive at receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive. And she's got fabulous tools there to get you started and support you. Those are no cost to you, and you can also get a free chapter sample of her book, and her book is really worth reading. So Michelle, you'd mentioned this how did you put it, the myth of perfection, is that what you said?
I said the myth of perfection.
And I was wondering if we could talk a little bit more about that, because I know that that is something that holds so many people back from really being their true self and living their gift, is this belief that they have to be quote unquote perfect, and they're so afraid to step outside of these little lines and all that. And you got shoved outside of the lines.
That's right. I was shoved out abruptly in a shattering way. And it took a while to get back on my feet. But let me ask the audience if they can relate to just feeling like their life was completely taken out of their control, and then you find out that you're left sitting on your butt wondering, how do I get up? And that's kind of where I was left, because I was operating in this myth of perfection where I was an investment banker, I was a vice president, I just had a beautiful baby girl, I was married to a very handsome, wonderful, gregarious, crowd-pleasing guy, and it all seemed rosy. And then out of nowhere comes a shattering event. You're going to be disfigured, you're likely not going to speak well. And I had been chasing this. You know, where I was coming from is that my value was to be perceived. And now I flipped that to I perceive, right? So one of the first ways to really flip the script on your view in that you're only valuable if you're perfect or if you look good or all these things that is so wrapped up in our culture is to start to come from a really new place. And this is going to sound really left field, but it's so profoundly true. And I think, Lynette, you'll probably get this right away, and many of your listeners, or else they probably wouldn't be listening, is that we are manifest. We are born. We are here. We are tangible. We are as valuable as a river, as a tree, as a star. We are inherently valuable. We were born that way. We do not have to go out and earn that value. So just beginning to, and it's something that, you know, receive, believe is a lot about some, you know, first came the thought, then the thing. Every man-made thing that you see around you was first a thought in someone's mind. And sometimes you have to ask to receive outside of the box and then follow that receipt of a new idea another way with the belief that, yeah, it can be. So it's not the believe, receive, it's the flip of that. It's receive the idea and then, you know, have the gusto and the guts to believe it. So I'm asking everybody out there to have the gusto and the guts to believe that you're inherently valuable and that you don't have to earn your value.
That's beautiful. I definitely have had the belief of, it's not a conscious belief, but the subconscious belief of having to earn my keep, earn my value. And that's something that I've been working on. But I must admit that, I mean, okay, I've been through a lot. I mean, when you were saying, yes, have you had your world turned upside down? You couldn't see me, but I'm raising my hand. You know, I mean, I've been through a number of times having my life shattered in different ways. And, you know, just a couple of years ago, I had my spinal cord perforated and everything that I loved to do and had built my life around, you know, came shattering down for sure. But
wow.
So I definitely had my hand raised, but even with all of that, and I've, you know, in that had, you know, gained weight and my appearance changed and you know, in a way that was hard for me to deal with. But to have someone tell you that, you know, you're going to be disfigured and, you know, drooling and maybe not able to speak. Obviously, you speak well and I've met you and you speak very clearly. But for most women, something, you know, on their face that you can't hide, that's just shining out all the time, and in this culture where people tend to be so judgmental based on, you know, what you're wearing and how you have your hair and all of that, that's really tough.
It is. But, you know, I have a story now where I say to people, you know, I'm not the peach, I'm the pit. And you may say, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Well, you know, what's really interesting about the pit and the peach is that the peach is beautiful and fuzzy and so ripe and delicious, and you just can't wait to sink your teeth into it. But guess what it is that procreates, and what is it that actually creates the next peach? It's that ugly pit that's in there. And so there was a time in my life where I stopped trying to be beautiful, and I decided to become deliberately attractive. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking universal law here, right? I'm talking like attractive, like deliberately, proactively focusing on what I want and drawing to me all of the beauty that I know is inherently mine, right?
I'm having chills as you're saying that, being deliberately attractive and letting go of being beautiful physically on the outside. That's so powerful.
Thank you so much. It really did flip my whole life around.
Wow, and the peach pit also has something in it that some people consider to be a cure for cancer.
Oh, interesting. Who knew?
Yeah. It's a pretty miraculous little thing there.
Right. Oh, I love it even more.
You can get a whole lot of peaches with one peach pit.
That's right.
And all of us, you know, we are not our body. You know, bodies come and go. And I met someone in a wheelchair one time who told me that he looks at people as, I can't remember his term right now, it just slipped my mind, but it basically meant people who aren't yet handicapped, because he had been strong and healthy and running around, and then all of a sudden, wham, you know, spinal injuries in a wheelchair. And so he saw other people as people who it just hadn't happened to yet. And I know that many people don't ever have that kind of experience, but we never know. And if our identity is just in our body, you know, we're going to die. We're going to get, if we don't die young, we're going to get old, and our face is going to change, and a lot of our abilities are going to go. So you've got those lessons at a much younger age.
That's right. And that's how I felt at the time. You know, I ended up finding my way to Gilda's Club, which I have just recently been named the Young Adult Ambassador of, which is just such an honor. I'm like so over the moon about that, because it means that I can reach out and share this, you know, this wonderful place of solace and comfort. Gilda's Club is like the wellness community. They've actually merged, but it's a place where it's run by cancer patients for cancer patients, and it's also for the family and the support systems. So I found myself there, walking through the funky, wild streets of West Village, where you can really kind of be a freak and it's okay. So I felt like I had a destination to get to and to become part of. But one of the point was is that I went to a support group there, and they didn't have this young adult group yet that they have now. And I walked in, and there was 70-plus-year-old people waiting to support me. And I got, like, so choked up, because it was like to be supported by the very thing that I most wanted to become, it just wasn't a fit. You know, because they had like 40 years on me. I was like, I don't think so. But they had amazing Qigong, and they had other resources that really were the door that led me to be able to speak the language of hope that I now speak.
Well, and you have something to share that's a message for all ages. You know, we all need to know how to thrive here. And so many people that supposedly have it all as far as the way that they physically look from the outside are extremely miserable.
That's right. So true. And one of the things that is really interesting about that is the narrator, right? Because that's really our perception is what is narrating our life. And that narrator, even if it feels like it's out of your control, is you telling the story of your life to yourself. So if your perception is tinged with the steel gray, then your whole view on life will always be tinged with that steel gray. Mm-hmm. But if you realize that the narrator is you, then you can begin slowly with compassion, because when you meet yourself on the road, you must pause and have compassion for yourself and stand back as this wonderful Buddha non-judgmental witness, because you've done the best you can with what you had until now. So just be able to love yourself and understand that, yeah, it's a rude awakening, but you're here now and you love yourself and there's a way forward. And so by beginning to, oh, and you know what's so great about this mastery thing is that you forget and then you remember and you forget and remember and then hopefully you remember, forget. So it's always about, right, reminding yourself not to forget.
I'm laughing because I relate to this very much. So it's only just like a minute and a half before break, and when we come back next, one of the things I want to talk to you about, I know you have wonderful advice for people on how to stop suffering, and so many people really get lost in suffering, and as we all know, suicides are highest at the holidays, and so we want to get this message out to anyone listening today and that they can have for themselves and to share with others. Before we go to break, I'd like you to share your Thrive site again, your Receive Believe Ticket to Thrive.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. So again, please reach out to us. We're here to support you. It's an emerging community full of wonderful and valuable resources at receivebelieve.com/ticket-to-thrive. It's an all-access pass to beginning to live your best life ever.
Fabulous. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonum Selecta!
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today we have the certified thriver, Michelle Howe Clark, and she's sharing Face Forward, how to thrive in difficult times, meeting challenges head on in times of trouble. And Michelle has had some definite challenges in her life, and she's face them head on. She, for those just tuning in, she had head and, was it neck or face?
Neck cancer.
Head and neck cancer. And then she had to have a facial nerve removed to save her life. And that left half of her face disfigured with a big scar and kind of drooping a bit. And you're still beautiful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I love what you shared about letting go of trying to be physically attractive on the outside and putting your focus on being attractive and attracting what you want to you powerfully.
That's right. Absolutely. Wonderful. And just a quick tag on there, I just wanted to bring out was an interesting piece of what you just described is that, you know, because of that, like you had said, I was like literally torn out of the myth of perfection and had to meet myself in a new way. But what I realized as I moved along this path is that some people can't even look at me, right? It's just too much for them. And they turn away, and that's always difficult. But the people who can, they really see me. Mm-hmm. So it's a really interesting thing. But to get on with the attractive piece, which I just think the listeners and all you listeners out there, this is just so powerful for you, is that, you know, your point of attraction is your emotions, right? And so the trick here to start to end the suffering and to really, because pain in life is inevitable. We're going to feel pain in life, everybody, and I think we all know that. But suffering is a choice. It's an active choice. But sometimes, you know, you might feel like a thought just comes into your head and it's like, you know, it's so sticky, you just get stuck in it. And that's exactly what I want to make clear, is that a thought comes into your head, you hold it in your mind for 15 seconds or so, and now that thought is a point of feeling. It becomes emotionalized. Now, as we just said, that your point of attraction is your emotional state. So you have this negative thought that comes into your head and you focus on it for 15 seconds. Now it's an emotional state, and guess what? It's attracting more of the same. So you know how you feel, you get stuck. Well, there it is, right? You're stuck. You're attracting more of the same. And then when you attract more of the same, it becomes a habit. And now your habit becomes a belief, and your belief becomes your truth. So it's kind of like unwind that whole thing and go back to the beginning and that thought and catching that thought, that negative script, you're not enough, you're not valuable, you'll never make it, this is fruitless, you're worthless. Those kind of thoughts that are just running in our heads are the thought that you call out and say, liar, thief, you've stolen my life, I know more. And you'll forget it, you'll remember, you'll forget, you'll remember, you'll remember, you'll remember, you'll forget. And remember. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, but it's a life thing. And if you just keep practicing at it, you get better and better. I have so much more, but I don't want to overrun it. Let me know if I can give one more.
So, well, let's have this one be a little deeper. I want people listening to, like, really get it. So say there's someone maybe listening, driving in their car right now, and there's some people I know that are feeling like they don't have enough money to buy what they want for their children. And they have a thought of like, I'm a loser, I'm a failure. So what specifically would you recommend they do with,
right,
like talk them through the exercise you just gave?
Okay, super. Now, a lot of this is, you know, just so everyone knows, that to reset the subconscious, we're talking about that which beats your heart, right? Your subconscious, your mind is made up of 15% conscious and about 85% subconscious. That subconscious is your computer that is running your body, right? And your operating system is your belief system, which was ingrained in you innocently before the age of 7. You took it all in. You didn't ask questions. You created an operating program that worked in that environment, and now you're operating in it no matter what age you are, 30, 40. You know, you're still operating from the 6-year-old collected operating system. And so when you have these thoughts that come into your head, you want to get into that subconscious and past this thing that runs in between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, which is the critical factor, which is saying to the subconscious, do we want to take in this new information? For example, I want to lose weight. The critical factor goes to the subconscious and says, do we want to take this in? And the subconscious is like, hey, man, I'm running your body. I don't need anything new. No. Right? So it shoots back, no, you need to eat because it relaxes you. You know it makes you feel good. Just status quo. I've got a lot to do over here. So what you want to do is we need to start to jump over that critical factor. And what's really cool is when the conscious mind is absorbed, you know, when you find yourself losing time, like you're so enjoyably involved in something or you're distracted by something, you lost some time, like you drove home and you just didn't even know how you got there. You are actually operating in a non-critical factor state. So just start to become aware of when you are distracted, and in those moments start to reprogram just by subtle thoughts. For example, I like to use, and what a lot of people that work with me find that works, but two things, and there's another one, but it's more long-term, but there's two things in the moment that you can do immediately. One is to start to ask leading questions. Because your mind is this amazing computer and it's always answering your questions. If you start to ask it questions that lead it somewhere beneficial, then you're going to have better and better results. So, for example, if you were to say, why me? Why now? Why this? That why is putting you in a circular, right? Your mind will just create reasons for you. Because you're a loser, because you're worthless, right? So you want to say, how can I? What can I do that? Wouldn't it be nice if? And our language holds so much power just by starting to ask how and what and wouldn't it be nice? That wouldn't it be nice just opens up your mind to start to say, there might be another way here. And the why is so powerful when you're using it for what you want. Why do I want that? Because I want to feel abundant. What is it? Why do I want a love? Because I want an unconditional love. That why emotionalizes your purpose and gives you drive. So starting to pull and understand the power of questions is a really fast way. You can only vibrate in one direction at a time. If you take a negative thought and ask it a better question, you're going to start to vibrate in a different direction. And the second,
Yes, I've noticed that if someone is feeling really in a funky, bad space, if they pay attention to what sorts of questions they're asking themselves, that they're not productive questions. And if you are asking yourself a question that makes you feel bad, then you know that that's not the right question. You want to get to an empowering question. Anything you're doing is making you feel bad, unless it's the kind of bad of like, oh, I am having some remorse because I'm noticing that I was off track and not being kind, and you can have a moment of feeling bad and letting it go. But if it's a kind of feeling bad that keeps you in that stuck place, that's just feelings of unworthiness or feelings of the negative beliefs going around, if you're feeling bad in that way, you know that that's not the direction to go.
That's right. And, I said there were two, but I have like 7 in front of me. But the one that I feel like just came to me and it overrides what I was going to say because it was longer term is that something for the immediate right now is to create a slideshow in your mind of beautiful images that really get you connected. And what I mean by that is I think everyone can empathize with the fact that you've had a moment where you might be looking at a baby and you feel that aha, oh wow, this is what it's about. Or that moment where you're looking at a beautiful full moon and you feel that connection, that sense of harmony. This is what is the fodder of life. This is what really creates the safety. Mm-hmm. So two things within that is when you create the slideshow, it can be as simple as being dumb about it, right? Keep it simple, stupid. A rainbow, you know, rain falling on a pond, a rock being thrown into a pond, a beautiful ocean crashing, a sunset over an ocean, a sunrise, a baby's face, babies laughing. You know, these are things that if you just quickly have five or six that you just always have on hand and you remind yourself, oh, I'm going negative, let me put my slideshow on, slide, you'll feel yourself reaching for relief. And that's the key here, is always to just kind of reach for that relief. What is going to relieve if you're in anger? Frustration is better than anger. So how can I not be angry but feel frustrated?
I can be frustrated. Well, sorry to frustrate you here, but we're right at break time. So I'd like you to just give your receivebelieve.com one more time before we go to break.
Thank you so much. Please join us at receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive.
Beautiful. We'll be right back.
Condom Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Condom Selecta.
Yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today we have Michelle Howe Clark, and she's speaking with us about how to face forward, how to meet challenges head on in times of trouble. And she has this book called Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble that's just released this spring, I believe. And you can find the book and get a free chapter of it and also get her wonderful resources to help you get started on thriving yourself, get your own ticket to thrive at receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive. So it's receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive. Be sure you go there and get a chapter of her book and get started on thriving. It's all right now is the perfect time. It's always a perfect time right now. So Michelle, you were giving it all kinds of tools, and I know there's so much more that you would like to give, but a lot of times less is more, of course. So for people listening right now, what's something they could do to just start changing their story, the story that they're living in? You're talking about the narrator that's seeing things maybe in a negative way and is bringing them pain. What's something somebody could just do this very moment?
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, I totally empathize with anyone out there that's saying, oh, yeah, right, maybe for you, but not for me. And this is for you, okay? Here we go. These are things that really can make a difference now. One is you have resources that are standing by, innate resources, and all you need to do is start to ask. Ask for what you need. So you can ask leading questions, but also remember to just say, I'm looking for help here. Bring me resources. Let me find the way. You know, just ask for what you need continuously, and you will start to receive it. The other thing that's really important to remember is that if you don't attach safety to your destination, your subconscious will freak out and do everything possible not to get you there. So start to give yourself just a couple of solacing statements a day, just letting yourself know that you are safe. And if you want to get somewhere like lose weight or get healthy or, you know, heal disease, let yourself know that it's safe to arrive there. And lastly, this is really powerful, and you can start this tonight. You have 24 hours in a day. And that's 100% of your time for that day. If you go to sleep with the last thought or the last question that you ask yourself just before sleep, something positive like, how can I have a great day tomorrow? Or, wow, I'm so grateful for today. And you go to sleep with that, your subconscious will work all night creating more of that positivity. You'll wake up 33%, let's say if you sleep for 8 hours, 33% to the positive the next day. So just a couple of more good thoughts, and you're going to be over the 50% ratio. If we can all put effort into keeping ourselves positive over 50%, you're going to see a huge shift in your days. And when you make it to 60, you're going to feel enlivened. And you get to 70, and you're going to say, this life is miraculous.
That's great. And we could all say right now, this life is miraculous, because it is.
That's absolutely so true.
Yeah, I mean, I know that every cell in our body is more complicated than most people think about the whole universe being, and that the fact that we're here at all is an absolute miracle, and we take it for granted. And I know that you got this huge wake-up call, and you really rose to the occasion.
Absolutely. And I so believe in every single person out there. They are as powerful as I am, and more. And we are all just these amazing energetic beings that have infinite possibilities and power. And we're able to get into active choice and start really constructively using our focus to make a difference in our own lives.
And thank you so much for shining that example. I mean, you really are living that example.
Thank
every
you.
Day.
You too.
By facing forward. I know that I remember being in high school and not wanting to leave the house because I had a pimple. You know,
I get it, man. I do.
You know, you have a facial disfigurement and you're getting up and speaking in front of people and showing people how to be positive and live happy.
That's right.
To share their gifts now and not wait to live while they're alive. And thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Lynette.
So great. You can find Michelle Howe Clark at receivebelieve.com/ticket to thrive. And she's got some wonderful tools to get you started right now. Those are absolutely free. And you can also get a chapter of her book, Face Forward, Meeting Challenges Head On in Times of Trouble. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Michelle.
Thank you so much. And happy holidays to everybody.
All right. So I'm going to introduce next week's show. And I haven't shared this yet, that next week is going to be my last show doing Opening to Ecstasy. I made that decision some months ago, and that is going to be ending at the end of December. And so next week we have, I heard a click. I hope it didn't click off air, but I'll just keep talking.
No, you're still on.
next week we have, thank you, Chris, that's the station manager, and he's been so good to me. So yay, Chris.
And yay for you, too. I love working with you every week, Lynette. Fridays will not be the same.
Yeah, I'll miss you, too, and we'll stay in touch. So next week we have the wonderful Ariel Ford, and she's such a lovely woman. I just adore her. And she's written this book called Wabi Sabi Love, and I must admit that I keep accidentally wanting to say wasabi, but it's Wabi Sabi. And there's this ancient Japanese art form that honors all things weathered and worn and imperfect and impermanent by finding the beauty in the imperfections. And she's written a book about how to use this principle in your love relationship to keep the love thriving and alive and happy and juicy over a lifetime. And I'm so excited to hear from her. Not only is the topic of great interest to me, but Ariel is just a beautiful soul. So you don't want to miss this. Tune in next week, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, Opening to Ecstasy will be the last show. And we'll have the fabs Ariel Ford talking about Wabi Sabi love. Thank you so much for tuning in. Many blessings on your path. I'll meet you here again next week.
All right. Thank you, Lynette. And, of course, you ended early, so I will say goodbye and have a lovely Christmas and holiday season.
You too, Chris.
Okay. Bless bye-bye. You.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.